Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, so where you can find us. We'd love to connect you up with some of the people, some of the ministries, some of the things that's happening here in the region. Little e-news goes out every few weeks, and you can subscribe to that. We promise we won't spam you. There's some good information, great opportunities. It's a five serving Jesus. And you tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today. Where a conversation is around SRE in schools, and it's a great privilege. We've got locals here representing Hunter SRE, Nikki Graham and Kate Baker. Fantastic to have you ladies with us. Nikki from the Catholic Diocese, Kate representing the Anglican Diocese, and been involved with SRE for some time now. And as well, special guest Tom Eastlake. Tom is the executive officer of Icarius. It's a big acronym, Tom. What does Icarius mean?
It is the Inter-Church Commission for Religious Education in Schools.
And so that's the body that really oversees SRE throughout New South Wales. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. Yeah. So it's more colloquially known as Christian SRE. Most people will know it as that. But yes, all the different providers of New South Wales come together, and they're the members. They're the people that contribute to what Icarius is doing, and we represent them. So if you're a provider in SRE, a participant in SRE, we represent you.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now I'm going to flick to Nikki. I mean, it's we've got a long history and some great participation in SRE. Firstly, just break down what is SRE for some of our listeners. I mean, we talk about it and know it and understand it, but Nikki.
Yeah, so why SRE, Special Religious Education, offers a unique opportunity for students to explore and understand their faith in a really structured and nurturing and supportive environment. And Rick, it goes way beyond just learning about religious texts. SRE helps students to develop a relationship with Jesus. SRE helps them to learn about who God is and how much love he has for us all. The SRE scripture classes help to develop a strong moral foundation and a sense of community and a deeper understanding for the children to dive into their own beliefs and values.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive opportunity. I'm led to believe, Kate, you've been a long-time participant. I'm led to believe that they're all volunteers that go into schools, whether it be primary or high school, to conduct SRE classes. Is that right, Kate? Everyone's a volunteer?
Most people are. But yep. We do have a few paid SRE, but for anyone who's not aware, it's also known as school scripture. So we also have some paid high school teachers as well. And actually, more recently, on the Central Coast, actually, they have a paid SRE primary school teacher, which is unusual.
Oh, wow. Well, what is it, Kate, for you? Why are you so heavily engaged? I mean, you've been in this landscape for a long time.
For me, I think it's an incredible privilege that we have each week, which is supported by the law. It's supported by both sides of the major parties to go in and provide religious education and spiritual development. And the interesting thing is, Tom raised this recently in an event, that the department's wellbeing document highlights spirituality and spiritual development for kids. And really, SRE or scripture is the only opportunity that kids have. So, and I guess when you're involved in the ministry in a long time, you see a lot of things and you see the fruit, and you just see how kids are encouraged when they leave, built up. You know, in a world that there's a lot of stressful stuff going on for kids, this is an opportunity for them to connect with God if they want to pray, And to feel unburdened. I do feel like a lot of kids feel burdened and stressed, you know, with the way the world is these days. And it's just such a privilege. I love it.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, Nicola, if you could speak into that.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that one of the things that teachers say to me about the benefits of teaching SRE is that it actually does so much for them in their own faith formation. So it's building up and nurturing the children with their faith, but it's also having so much more of a benefit for the teachers themselves as followers of Christ.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's great. And even the New South Wales Health outline very clearly, holistic help includes spirituality, and which is very empowering for the church to be acknowledged. Tom, I'm going to flick over to you, mate, because, I mean, recently you've been doing the rounds around New South Wales and sharing vision for up to 2028. Just help our listeners. I mean, it's really encouraging, exciting that, you know, some would perceive that everything's on the back foot. But, yeah, share a little bit about what you see into the future.
This SRE in New South Wales is really well supported, as mentioned. Both sides of government support it. One of the five pillars of the spiritual wellbeing framework in school is spiritual wellbeing, and that's what. And we're trying to have a holistic approach to supporting that. To say, hey, look, you know, we want to be contributing to that, and one of that, you know, basic level that a student needs in a school, in that their spiritual wellbeing can be nurtured and supported. So, but SRE. We can focus sometimes on, oh, well, it's politically supported or the policy allows people to go in and offer an SRE class. But the thing we do need to remember is SRE is growing. And they say, okay, well, look, Tom, how's it growing? Is it really growing? Yes. In the number of schools that we offer SRE, it's growing. In the number of students participating in SRE on a per school basis, it's growing. Yes, that's absolutely true. Now, so with that, We want to grow SRE. There's been a number of very significant impacts that have impacted all of education in the last few years, changes to enrollment systems, changes to way parents are engaging in schools. You had the shutdown of schools in the late unpleasantness during the COVID restrictions, and it all served to impact children's education in a negative way. So after that, we need to rebuild and support our children's education, and that's what we're doing. And the 2028 vision of SRE that we're rolling out includes a number of measures, but we won't go into every single one of them. But the key thing is that we're going to grow SRE, and how are we going to do that? We're going to grow the number of schools. We're going to get SRE into every school. We're going to have we want to have student-led and student participation in things like seminars and lunchtime groups and stuff in the school, and with the end result of increasing participation in school to get SRE back where it needs to be, because there's a big range in New South Wales. There's some schools that where we've got 90% SRE participation, and then we've got other schools in similar demographic areas which are very, very low, which is sub 50%. So we know what happens when we deploy SRE well. What happens is the majority of students participate, and that's what we want to get back to.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's exciting. It's a great opportunity. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest. We're talking about special religious education in schools, and locally representing Hunter SRE, we've got Nikki and Kate, and Tom Eastlake representing the state, executive officer of Vicarice, schools SRE.
Yeah. Well, he's a Christian SRE, yeah.
In SRE, Scripture in Schools. Tremendous opportunity here. Tom, I imagine it's empowered by people putting up their hand saying, I want to participate.
Absolutely. So we do put the caveat on there that are there no paid SRE teachers? Are there no paid SRE coordinators? No, there's some. But we have to consider it's like a 1% proposition here. Like, it is all run by volunteers. We're year round in terms of every week going into the schools. You've got somewhere around 10,000 SRE teachers going into schools every single week. It's absolutely amazing, but it relies on that support for this to happen. And as we want to grow it and we want to grow other options, when we have students come to us and say, hey, I hear the school down the road is doing a lunchtime group. Can we do that here? Yes. Well, sometimes we need to have someone who can lead that one day a week and then have the students run it the other days of the week. We need someone who can do that. So as we grow, we're going to be encouraging more and more people to come and get involved.
Amazing. 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 participants. That's phenomenal. Are you seeing that increasing across the state?
So we've had a level of decline, and particularly that was exacerbated by the COVID shutdowns where the schools were offline for a while. But again, like we can be led into a position where we think that SRE is in decline, student numbers are down, teacher numbers are down. But the good news again is in the last couple of years, we've now set a new foundation under us. We're saying we're going to go and invest in this, and our teacher numbers are increasing. Now, we want to ratchet that up as we get to 100% of schools offering SRE, but we are growing now. So as people understand what SRE is, what they understand what education in public schools, what Christian education, what Christian presence in public schools looks like, and how they can get involved, and how well they're supported, and the wonderful opportunity it is for any individual to be able to go into a school and provide students what their parent or carer has desired their education to look like. We've had that just this week with a parent saying, hey, I want that we're in a school where the SRE is not currently offered. A group of parents went to the principal and said, hey, we actually enrolled here under the guise that this was going to be offered, and you're not providing us the education that we enrolled our children here to get, which is wonderful because now we've got our four new SRE teachers that are going to go into that school and start an SRE program. So it's just wonderful. But we'll need people as this grows. Yeah, get involved. It's just amazing.
Brilliant. I imagine you're in a number of negotiating conversations with schools. What's the general vibe of those conversations? There are openness. What's your experience?
It's very mixed. But a lot of any hostility, and this can even come from parents. And I've discussed SRE and that presence of a person of faith in a school with parents across the state. And once they understand what it is, that hey, wouldn't you want your children in your school to be able to explore matters of faith, matters of worldview, ethical worldview, ethical practice? How are they going to form their life? There's no bigger question than that. No matter what belief system you come from, that is the biggest question that you will answer, and it will form and permeate every part of your life. Why shouldn't children have that opportunity to explore that? Or look at something like Hindus have no schools in private schools. So if you you're a lower demographic immigrant who friends of mine who escaped a country because of their they were persecuted because of their religious beliefs, come to Australia, they're not a wealthy family, they're making a good go of it, enrolled their kids in public schools and value so highly that they can have access to Christian education. Because otherwise we have to say to them, well, you know, unfortunately, you should go and enroll in a private school. Oh, I can't afford that. Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you became poor or something. Like, this is terrible. But the great thing, and it's wonderful to have it from no lesser than the Premier and the Deputy Premier, who recognise in our state, Chris Minns, Prukar, are publicly stating that they recognise that one of the things that makes our New South Wales education system world-class is that we allow the exploration of faith in SRE in our public schools.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. That's awesome. We're going to come back localised now. Nikki?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that that there have been some difficult conversations that we've had to have with some of the schools. And look, we understand that school spaces are incredibly busy. You know, there's such an overcrowding of the curriculum that sometimes we might get schools who say, look, you know, we've just got far too much on. We don't have time for SRE, or we can't fit SRE in. A couple of schools have even mentioned that they'd prefer to have SRE classes once a fortnight. When you think about the fact that we have, you know, 30 minutes a week in which our teachers can go in and provide an opportunity for children to learn about their faith, that's such a small amount of time, and it's something that we value is such precious time. So it's important that we have those negotiations, and we have to have those sometimes difficult conversations with schools to say, we understand how busy school spaces are. We understand that you have such a full curriculum, but what's crucial is also that 30 minutes of time for children to explore their faith.
Yeah, brilliant. Kate, I imagine for people that are wanting to get involved in this, there's some training. I mean, it could be a bit daunting going into school, but
absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting because I've been involved, worked professionally for about 12 years, and things really have improved a lot in terms of the support, the training. We just recently had face-to-face training up here. Great opportunity to meet other scripture teachers. And people sometimes are pleasantly surprised, I will say, when I get new, because I work for the Anglican Diocese, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, so you're there to support us. You do the training. And we really make sure people are not thrown in at the deep end. Which, you know, I check everybody individually as to where they're at, how they would like to ease into it. A lot of the time people actually get mentored. They don't go straight into teaching. We don't prefer that anymore. So I would send them in with someone else for 6 months, unless they're, you know, a trained, experienced classroom teacher. We don't want to end up happening what happened to me when I was 19. We certainly don't. The bad old days have gone. So, yeah, there's a lot of support.
Yeah, if you speak into that a little bit, Nikki, I mean, it's all curriculum-based, great support.
We just had a fantastic day yesterday, actually, up at Nelson Bay, where we had a training day with Lent, Easter and the Creative Arts. So we looked at music, dance, drama, visual arts, craft, lots of activities and things that are quick and easy and tried and true and a lot of fun that teachers can take as a resource into their classroom. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's good. Lots of opportunities.
We're running out of time. Quickly, if I'm a listener, a Christian, or I'm a church, how can I get involved? Nikki, Kate, one of you.
Well, to be an SRE teacher, you need to come from an approved provider. And the easiest way is to just get in touch with Hunter SRE. Just go to our website and there will be a way of contacting us and we can kind of guide you through the process. That's probably the quickest answer to that.
Yep, or you can contact your local church.
Mm.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, well done to all you people in helping to make it happen. Tom, great vision, 2028. Absolutely tremendous opportunity for our listeners. You'll be trained, you'll be supported. Everyone going to school needs for prayer support, and there's probably an opportunity to financially support the work as well in supporting SRE in schools. Well done. Thanks so much, Tom. Great having you with us, Katie. And Nikki, fantastic to have you with us. Thanks for being on the program today.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We'd love to connect you up with these guys, and there is an opportunity for you. Pleasure being with you again. Looking forward to being with you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.